In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I welcome you all here as we begin another boys' camp today here at St. Gertrude's. And our goal for every boys' camp remain the same. There's several of them all together. First, we have a fun time with other Catholic young men all together, that join together in our common faith and our common striving for holiness, that we all get to be able to spend time together and build good Catholic friendships together. But that is completely revolved around the liturgy and the prayers and the devotions that we do throughout boys' camp as well, in order to make sure that all of our fun is always a sanctified fun. It also allows you time to be spent with priests as well. And all of those things come together as what we do in camp, but there's other purposes of camp as well. And that's that we want to foster virtue in you young boys. We want to foster spirituality in you all, a manliness and leadership. And with these thoughts, with these things in mind, it leads me to whom we're going to talk quite a bit about during this camp, and that is one individual that I want you to know well by the time we're done. His name was President Gabriel Garcia Moreno from Ecuador. He was the president of Ecuador in the mid-1800s, and as a devout Catholic, he fought for the rights of the church against the Freemasons. He would spend long time in prayer. He went to daily mass. And ultimately, he died a martyr for the faith in 1875. But with that, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself because I don't want to tell you the whole story here. We'll start breaking it down into little pieces. And so today, I'll talk to you about the early part of his life. He was born in Guayaquil, a port city of Ecuador, in 1821. And his parents were very pious, and they raised him to be so too, that he was raised up as a good Catholic young boy. And at an early age, he had developed for himself a great love and a great aptitude for learning. He worked very hard at his schoolwork. He worked very hard at his studies, and he learned many things throughout his life because he studied until the day he died. He would oftentimes spend great hours, even into the night, studying in order to learn. He learned several languages, including French and English. He had a doctorate in law and for a little while was a lawyer. He learned and loved philosophy. He loved science. He even at one point started to study for the priesthood and had progressed all the way to receive tonsure and all of the minor orders before finally it became apparent to his spiritual director in the seminary that he actually didn't have a vocation to the priesthood, and so he left and would eventually get married. But Garcia Moreno had done all of this not just in normal times, but in his, where he was from, he did all of that in the midst of great turmoil and political violence that happened regularly in the city that he was in. There were many regime changes that he had to suffer through from his very boyhood all the way through his adult life that was constantly going on. One side would fight and take over from the other side, and they'd throw out the old government, and then the other side would come back in, or these newcomers would come and fight, and there'd be fighting in the streets, and people would even be dying, and it was very turbulent times for him. It was so bad that at one point, Garcia Moreno said about his own hometown of Guayaquil that I can think of only two good things there: my mother and bananas. And that was it. It was really a violent, strange place. But this violence caused Moreno to fight for his people. He loved the people of Ecuador. He was most devoted to them as he was one of their own, and he would do anything to help them out. He would oftentimes stand up against all of the political corruption that was going on, and especially against those who were persecuting the church, because some of the political figures at that time, as even today, but many of them at that time, especially, it was so contrast to the faith in that country, because it was such a strong Catholic country, many of the political figures were Freemasons, and they hated the church, and they really persecuted the Catholic Church in their doings. They tried to suppress the religion itself in Ecuador. But Garcia Moreno would always be fighting against these people his whole life long, and it started from his youth. And as a young adult, that fight eventually actually led to his exile from Ecuador. He angered enough of the bad people that he got sent out. And he decided that, well, seeing as he couldn't be in Ecuador anyways, he might as well go back to a place that he at one point had studied in his life and had loved, which was Paris in France. And he went back to Paris for a while to study until he could get his way back to Ecuador. And leading up to this point, Garcia Moreno was getting more and more involved in both studies of natural things and in his political stances, that it started to distract him a bit from what was most important. You see, he was fighting so much for his country and fighting for the rights of the faith that he let all of these endeavors, which were good in themselves, actually become a distraction from the practice of the faith. Now, I don't want you to think that he never believed. He always maintained that belief in the Catholic faith, never wavered in it at all. But he began to lapse into laxity of the practice of the faith, to the point that it eventually led to him stopping going to Mass, stopping going to the sacraments, very rarely saying his prayers. And it was that point that led to a new conversion for him. He decided, at one point he was walking through the gardens in Paris, and he had some of his colleagues that he was working with over there and studying with, and they were having a discussion. They were talking about things, and it turned to religion. And some of the people that he knew from his classes were actually not very fond of the Catholic religion. And then so they started to question and then kind of attack the positions of the church. And Garcia Moreno, as he always had been used to doing, began defending the church. And he did so eloquently and so well. He had a really good, strong argument for it. And in the end, he actually even impressed and gave the people that were walking with him something to really pause and think about and hopefully to convert from. And while they were walking, there was a priest there in Paris that had overheard them talking about this. He was walking through that same garden, and he overheard the conversation there. And he knew Garcia Moreno. He knew him well. And so he approached him and pulled him aside after he was done talking to his friends. He said, I wanted to talk to you for a moment. You see, you spoke so well, and you defended the faith so well in that talk that you gave with those colleagues of yours. But it seems to me that you neglect the practice of our beautiful faith. And then the priest asked him one simple question. He just simply said, when was the last time you went to confession? Now Garcia Moreno, at hearing that, he was ashamed. It hurt him to the core, because he knew that it had been years since he had gone to confession. It had been a long, long time since he had regularly gone to Mass. He had fallen away from the practice of his faith. And so when the priest said it, it hurt him a bit. And he bowed his head down, kind of in that pain and in humiliation. But then he looked back at the priest in the eyes, and his response was this. He said, your argument may be excellent today, but I give you my word of honor, it will be useless tomorrow. And what did Garcia Moreno then do? He went home that evening And he was filled with remorse. He was filled with sorrow for his sins and for his waywardness. And so he began to examine his conscience, and he made a resolve that he would never let himself fall into that state ever again. And he went that same very evening, after he finally spent the time examining his conscience, he went that very evening to the church and made a good confession. And the very next morning, he went to Mass and made a very good Holy Communion. And then the next day he went to Mass, and the next day. And it was said that he would go to Mass almost every single day of the week during his time in Paris, and that would continue all the way to the last day of his life. He would go to Mass as often as he possibly could. He made a resolution to always say his daily prayers, especially the rosary. He began to cultivate in himself a deep devotion to the Most Holy Rosary. And that conversion that took place there, that going back to the piety that he had lost that he used to practice so well in his youth, returning to that was a true resolve that he really did convert back to the ways of his youth. And that brings us to the two virtues I want to talk about today as our first sermon on Garcia Moreno. Two virtues I want you to learn in way of this beginning part of his life. And those are piety and humility, the importance of those two virtues themselves. First off, piety. Gabriel Garcia Moreno grew up as a pious child. He would come to Mass all the time. He would do his prayers. He loved doing these things of religion. And as an adult, he lost his way. He got distracted by life in general. The world kind of chipped away at him little by little till he fell away. It's something that, if we're not careful, can be very easy to happen to any of us. And we have to be careful. We have to watch out for those things, because we don't want the world to be the one that influences us. We want to always strive after that same goal of God. But as he got a little older, he found that opportunity to go back to that piety, and he was so thankful for that, and he was thankful for the correction of the priest, because it made him realize that no matter what happened in life, the only thing that matters is the salvation of his own soul, most importantly. That in order to do that, he had to make those actions of piety. He had to show that he loved God. He had to show that he was willing to serve God, not just by his words that he talked to his friends about, but by his actions in his life, living a good, pious life, going and taking advantage of the sacraments and the devotions and the daily prayers for his own spiritual growth. That's what mattered the most to him. And it wasn't always easy to do it. He oftentimes was a very, very busy man. Remember, we'll get to later on, he was president for a number of years of a country. Extremely busy. Yet he never went back into allowing himself to miss his prayers and his masses. And the second virtue is that of humility. Garcia Moreno had truly lost his way, and he was corrected by that priest. It truly hurt him. It really cut him to the core. He was embarrassed by it. He was humiliated by it. He was ashamed by the fact that he had fallen so far, and that somebody else knew it and pointed it out to him. But he was left with two choices in that situation. The easy choice would have been to follow what his feelings were, to try to cover up the hurt there, cover it up by glossing over or maybe even lying about what had happened to his spiritual life, by trying to make himself look better in the eyes of the priest, to not really try to amend himself and his life, because that would admit that he'd have to admit that he was truly wrong in what he was doing. He was left with that choice, or the second choice, which was the harder choice, and that was to humbly admit that he was wrong, to take his correction and work to change it, to fix it, to make it better, and to grow from it. And that, of course, is the choice that he made. He made his conversion because he was humble. He did truly want to change. And he took that fraternal correction in the spirit that it was meant to help him. And he made those necessary changes. For us, in our spiritual life, we have to hold on to that virtue as well. Because we cannot grow spiritually unless we realize there are things that we can get better at. There are things that we don't do as well as we should. And unless we can recognize those spots, we can't really build upon them and get better at them. We have to constantly be growing in our spiritual life, constantly working to love and serve God more and more each day, constantly striving to get closer to heaven. And we do so by practicing the virtues, all the virtues of life, but two that will always serve us well is that piety of our daily life, the actions in which we show God that we love Him and want to serve Him, and by that humility to realize that when we do fall short of what we should be doing, we want to get better and grow more. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.